When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Another carousel. Love those. It's great for pre and post game shows because we talk.
You sure is. Yeah.
About this goaltending situation. And you did see at the end of the season, you see the Calder Trophy race and the Rookie of the Years and that race and have a match up the last game of the season. That's pretty awesome in itself. That's going to be a great storyline. But Matvei Michkov is getting a ton of attention this offseason, and rightfully so. And when you talk to Flyers fans, this is still the number one thing they are excited about, which I was a little, I wouldn't say surprised by, but I thought maybe it was Zegras and the draft picks, like maybe some of the attention would come off Michkov, and it is definitely not.
No, and even when you look at Zegras or whoever they bring in, the first question is he going to play with Michkov? No, on Michkov's line. How's he going to set up Michkov? How's it going to work this way? Is there going to be some chemistry here? And, you know, they had their top 10 rookies or whatever it is. I mean, he's on every list right now, under 25 or whatever the NHL puts out. It's he's always there as like basically a young guns thing, like keep an eye on this. So he's and he seems to be generating a lot of interest worldwide in whatever's gone on. He's playing, you know, summer hockey and all kinds of attention on that. And that's what I really like. I love the fact that this kid just loves to play. Like yesterday, I'm looking, you know, on social media. You've got Connor McDavid and Draisaitl show up at a beer league game. It's like, just the awesome stuff like that. Then you look and you see there's highlights of Michkov doing this and that somewhere else. So that's what you want. You want a guy that's completely, completely bought into the sport. That's like that's everything to him. And I'm sure that this is a big year. He doesn't want to have any kind of drop off. And with the players that he brought in, we've got some center depth now. You've got another high risk player in Zegras, or a guy that got some real skills. We'll see what happens, but I'm sure he's really pumped up to start this season.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And I think he's pumped up to try some more Michigans. We knew that was coming with John Tortorella no longer being the coach. And I can't wait. I hope someone asked Coach Tockett the first week of camp, like, what do you think about this? Like, how are you going to coach this? And I don't know if Tock is going to let him loose or what, but I hope he does.
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. Like, just before that video came out of him scoring on a real, real easy Michigan, he said, you know, Ovechkin had criticized him last year for being a bit showboaty, which is ridiculous when it's Ovechkin saying it. But it's like he said, I'm done with that stuff. Not 48 hours later, I think, there's the video of him just easily throwing in a Michigan like a pitchfork goal. And it's like, you know what? He's not going to be done with this if the opportunity's there. And I texted Tockett when he got here, when they got Zegras too. I sent him a text saying, you know, I think you might be a lacrosse coach, not a hockey coach with these two guys here. And he just sent a ha-ha back. So we'll see. But I'm sure he's pretty good with young guys. He's pretty good energy coach. I'm sure if Michkov tries some of those dumb Michigans that he tried earlier in the year, it won't be great. But I am not worried about Rick Tockett's reaction to this. I am, however, truly, truly worried for the mental health of one Scott Hartnell. If these two guys, because he sent me a puke emoji when I sent the thing about the Michigans. So
he is a hater.
I'm really horrified that game one this goes on and we lose him off the rails and he just goes. He goes full Ricky Vitalico on everybody. On
what's going to happen. The rail was perfect. I hope we get him there.
Yeah, but I mean, it makes for great, you know, when it scores 5-1 or something, it could be a whole hell of a lot of fun.
It is. I was in New York yesterday for the NHL broadcast boot camp. It's the second year they've put it on. It's a really cool event of getting alumni and players that are looking to the next steps of their career. So it's awesome the league does it and puts so much effort and time behind it. But I was paired with Jody Shelley for reporting. Oh my gosh, he was electric. He was such a cool person. But I got more questions about working with you and working with Scott over anything. And like, you guys are the stars of the show. And so many people were asking me about Scott's hair and what he's like. And I was like, I'm your assistant, I feel like, half the time.
It's a blast. Jody's terrific.
He was so cool.
Oh no, he's really good at breaking down the game, and he makes it fun. And like, basically when we come on, our main goal, you know, obviously informative, but sports is fun. And like, if you can leave that game and it was a good game and you left and with something that we gave you something to smile about in that game, whether they won 5-1, lost 5-1, whatever, if we give you some knowledge, obviously, but then something to smile about, we did a good job. And you guys just, it's so easy because you laugh at yourself. So they're all smiling at the TV.
That's what they said. And yeah, Jody it was funny teaching these guys how to, our module was about ringside reporting and interviewing. And we would make them go up and interview each other. And it's so funny to watch a guy that has been so good at something for so long. And he's like, how do I hold the mic? Where do I put my hand? This looks weird. I don't know what's happening. It's like, wow, they're just like us sometimes.
Yeah, they are. Except they've got special talents that we don't.
That we will never have.